Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful.com. Here with the name you know. If you don't, you're about to know him an awful lot. And you can catch him this Saturday, GCW Slime Season, December 5th on YouTube. You can go there. You can donate to a whole lot of wrestlers that are going to be missing out on bookings in the winter months due to COVID-19. We got Jordan Oliver. Jordan, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just woke up from a nap.
Woke up from a nap. That is that the youth in you speaking right there? I didn't take naps from like 25 to 34. So I think that you're about to lose out on some in the coming years.
To be honest, I don't really like napping. This is like the first nap I've taken in a long time, but I just fuck it. I just felt tired. tired.
You got to rest up. You got a big match this weekend. Chris Bay, I believe it is, at GCW yes, Slime sir. Season. And, man, he has exploded over the last year. It was like as soon as Cody Rhodes mentioned his name, he was in, like, the forefront. And they're like, oh, by the way, he's signed to Impact. Now he's everywhere. You're facing him this weekend.
Yeah, he's actually wrestling Rich Swann for the world title It's Hard to Kill, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So. I mean, there's so much there, and I mean, you've already done so much at such a young age. At what point did you realize, hey, I'm going to be a pro wrestler, this is going to be my profession?
It's so corny. Like, the first time I saw wrestling when I was, like, probably, like, five or something, like, I saw, like, we had just moved to New York or whatever, my dad left to go get something, and, like, I heard SmackDown on, like, crawled out of my room and I saw it. And then I was like, oh, damn, I'm going to be a wrestler.
That's fantastic. do you remember the first vision you saw? Because I remember vividly mine was like Clash of the Champions 10. Do you happen to remember who was on the screen?
Yeah, it was Booker T and John Cena.
Those will get you into legends. It.
Yeah.
Those will get you into it. As I mentioned, GCW Slime Season. What does it mean for you that I mean, not only do more people have the opportunity to watch us, it's on YouTube, but they have the opportunity to support wrestlers and stuff in this time because it is a very wild, unpredictable time.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty awesome. Like, obviously, this is the first time GCW streamed something live on YouTube. They're trying to make sure everybody can see it. You don't need a subscription. You don't need anything to watch this. You don't need to pay for a pay-per-view stream. So it's definitely going to put – I mean, GCW already had a ton of eyes, so it's going to put – even more eyes on it. I have a great match against Chris Bay. So I'm pretty excited, and I just want to have, you know, my goal is to be the best ever, be the best in the world. So I just want to have the best match I can this weekend.
I just spoke to Alley Cat, and you're kind of in the same boat. You were a very heavily booked independent wrestler, and then COVID-19 hits, the pandemic hits. How does that change things for you? How does it change your mindset, your certainty, and your security, so to speak?
I mean, when COVID hit, like when it like hit or whatever, when shit started getting canceled, I was in Mexico for AAA. Oh, so gosh. It was just like, I had just done, it was the craziest week of my career still. It was like the weekend before that, I was in the UK on a Thursday wrestling. Then I was Saturday trip in, what's it called? In AAW Chicago, yeah. Two shows in New Jersey the day after, and then Mexico the weekend after. It was like the craziest loop I ever had. And then everything, literally the day I was in Mexico, me, Myron, and Snoop were all in the hotel, and everything just started getting canceled. I was just like getting text after text after text, like no show, no show, no show, no show. And it was pretty scary. But like for me, I used the quarantine, the break, you know, very positively. I put on over 40 pounds. If you watch my wrestling prior, I'm a completely different wrestler. It's years apart. So I just tried to use that break the best I could, so that when wrestling would come back, I would be even more in demand than I already was. So now I'm just, you know, just trying to use this to my benefit too. It's all you can do, really.
What's your weight at now? Because you mentioned you put on a lot of weight.
Yeah, right now I'm still at like 220, because when wrestling came back, I was at 225. Then obviously, like, I started losing some weight because I started wrestling a lot more. But now I'm back at 220. I want to be at like 225 to maybe, I don't even know. I don't really have a goal weight. I just want to look like a wrestler, I guess.
And you're what, like 6 feet tall, 6 foot one?
I'm 6'1", like? Yeah.
Yeah, man, and still growing too. I mean, you're at an age where you have no idea what your frame might even fill out at.
I know.
I mean, and if you're 225 in wrestling, certain places will say, oh, he's 240. He's 245. Yeah. It's the way it works.
40 on the kayfabe.
When you were in Mexico, was there a part of you that was like, am I getting back in the country? How's this going to work?
Yeah. We were all so, because we went down there with MLW, so we were all pretty scared. We were at the arena and we're just like, damn, like, what's good with the borders? Are they going to shut it down or whatever? Yada yada yada. But you know, luckily it was like, I forgot, like someone had told me, like, as long as we have our passports, we're American citizens, we'll be good no matter what. So that was a relief, but it was really scary at first when, like, we literally, like, we walked over the border, and then people started like, oh, what if we can't go back? So, like, the whole day, we were there from, like, really early in the morning to really late at night. It was like, oh, shit, what if we can't get back to the States?
Because I remember I was in Chicago and Indiana a couple weeks before that for, like, Black Label Pro and the AEW shows that were there.
Yeah.
And I remember it was a discussion then. I was talking to Eric Stevens, and he was like, you know, my last match is set for WrestleMania weekend. I don't know if that's going to even happen. And even at that point, just a couple weeks before, I was like, really? You think it'll get canceled? It happened. Even though we knew about this, it happened right away. So going to Mexico, you had to be like, what's going to happen here?
Yeah, it's like, it was weird because at that point, I feel like I was taking COVID so seriously. You know, I was like, double mask, hand sanitizer after everything I touch. So I was worried about getting COVID in general. I wasn't even thinking about like shows getting canceled. I don't even know why. I wasn't even like, I was like, oh, no way. No way. We'll stop running shows. They'll figure it out.
It's the old wrestling thing. Like, the show must go on. You just assume that somehow wrestling will be exempt from it, but wrestling was not exempt from it. whatsoever.
No. When it's already getting canceled, that's when it was like getting punched in the face. You know, I went from having like 20 dates that month to suddenly I only had all of them were gone. The rest of them were done.
Did you do the MLW restart tapings?
Yes, I did.
I was wondering, because I mean, you know, I don't know whose contracts have lapsed or anything, because they didn't run shows for so long. Like, I wondered if you were still there. So you're still under contract to MLW?
Yeah, I'm still under contract to MLW. We filmed some like awesome stuff, some really great stuff.
I heard there were like a lot of like surprising names. Like, people that were there at the tapings said that they would like walk down the hall and they'd be like, oh, they're here.
Yeah, it was really weird.
And from what I understand, go ahead, sorry. I heard there were like a lot of names that popped up there.
Yeah, there was a ton of guys there. I mean, there was a ton of guys there that weren't even – that are contracted to other companies that just came to hang out. It was like, oh, what the hell? This guy's a champion over there. Why? What is he doing just hanging out? It was really weird. It felt like a big deal for sure.
I had several people say that they really liked how things were set up. They would basically do their match, then go back to where they needed to go. And they really put over MLW for taking like extra steps and protocols in order to make sure you guys were safe.
Yeah, they did a great job. They had rapid testing on site. they made sure that everyone was not, like, you know, like, between the tapings, making sure you stay in your hotel room and all that stuff. They did a great job, I think. One of the better companies that I've worked for so far to with that stuff, at least.
Who reached out to make that MLW deal happen at first? Like, who makes contact with you and says, we want to bring you in?
So I had first, like, gotten an email from MSL, just like, hey, like, let's talk or whatever. And then I hit him back. And then me and Court actually got to discuss stuff a little bit, which was really cool. It was super scary. You know, only I think I was like 19. It was super like, oh, damn, this is like this is a contract, you know?
And I mean, that's got to be wild for you at that age. I mean, what age were you when you got into wrestling?
When I started wrestling, I was 16.
So, I mean, that's still pretty young. I mean, that's, there are a lot of people that are catching fire and people are learning faster than ever now. Like,
yeah,
you didn't used to hear so many stories of, oh, this person was 2 or 3 years in and they're TV ready, but you see that a lot more now. But what goes through your mind when that happens?
I mean, I was just like, I guess, like, I had wanted that, you know, like, I had been saying, like, for that whole year, like, damn, I just want to get, like, on TV. I just want to learn that style. So that, like, I'm very, very goal oriented person. Like, when I wrestle, I have a very, like, you know, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. So I that year, you know, I was like, damn, I want to get on TV. I want to learn how to wrestle for TV. So I was chasing the MLW contract. And it was just crazy that it actually came to fruition. It actually fucking happened.
Yeah.
So, like, I was scared as hell though too, because just, like, you know, I didn't know how it was gonna go. I don't know anything about TV wrestling.
One of those TV wrestling matches was against King Mo of all people. Explain to me. Yeah. I mean, I spoke to King Mo a few times back when he trained at OVW, because it's about an hour and a half from me, and he would tell me, he was like, yeah. It's like, I'm not liking wrestling as much as I thought I would. It's harder than I thought it would be. He told me he thought that pro wrestling was harder than MMA. He said that bumping was hard on him. How did he transition over this next time? How do you think he did, and what was it like doing that work?
That match was nuts, because it was me and Kota Brazil, or Snoop, versus ACH and King Mo. ACH's first match back since everything had happened. So That was just like an insane match in general. I think it was one of King Mo's first actual matches too, but like, he did awesome. He was really easy to work with. Like, King Mo is one of my favorite guys in the locker room because he's just so cool. Like, we've actually become really good friends. Like, we text and stuff. It's so weird because he's King Mo.
Is he, like, an emoji sender? Like, sometimes you hear about these intimidating guys. Like, I always tell the story, like, Gangrel texts me, but he texts me smiley faces and stuff. And I'm like,
so weird.
I'm like, huh? It really puts things in perspective. As we mentioned, Slime Season up this weekend. You first got the call for GCW, I believe it was 2017, right?
Like, I think so. That was when I made my.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
First match with GCW, some sort of scramble.
Yeah, and I know that it was a while before you were a regular, but I mean, you're in that match and you're getting a really good opportunity, and that's around the time GCW was really exploding and becoming the premier indie. How's that feel to get that call?
That was like a super like weird situation because I trained at CZW, or I trained at CZW, and that was around the time, it was literally like a few weeks after the Cage of Death situation where Brett and Nick jumped the guardrail at Cage of Death and got in the cage. So things were not like well between the two promotions, you know. It was like I got a lot of heat for doing that GCW show. So I didn't actually even realize the magnitude of the opportunity at the time, because I was so like, oh man, I'm going to get so much heat at the school and all these guys are going to hate me and be mad at me for this, but I need to take this opportunity because I asked for it. You know, I wanted that.
I mean, yeah, it's you wanting to grow as a performer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was just scary. So scary because everything was going on.
You mentioned CZW. Who there specifically do you feel that you learned the most from?
Jimmy Rave for sure. I mean, he is my biggest mentor in the industry, in life, even. This guy, he's so helpful, you know. It's a shame that everything that's going on with him right now,
especially at 37. I mean, that's the prime of a wrestler's career anymore, is like your mid to late 30s. Heard nothing but good things about him, and it did, in light of all the things that happened, it was great to see so many people out there supporting him and having good things to say about him, a guy who sometimes gets unfairly overlooked because he was, much like you, he was so young and he was already thrust into a situation like Ring of Honor, TNA, like in his early 20s.
Yeah, I mean, top heel, maybe in the world of wrestling at a very young age. I mean, no, everyone knows the toilet paper stuff. Everyone knows all that stuff. I mean, he's a genius. People actually say he's one of the best minds, you know, and he's said he's only 36.
Was that easy for you to relate to? I mean, when I look at things like that, I'm like, okay, you got Jordan Oliver, teenager, training to be a wrestler, already on TV, and you're 21 now, and you see a guy like Jimmy Rave who didn't just know how to wrestle, but he had been through a lot of the same things you had.
Yeah, me and Jimmy, we just kind of clicked like right away. Literally, it was like, I met his wife, and she was like, you look like Jimmy. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't really click it. I forgot about Jimmy Rave, you know? I was so young when he was wrestling. I wasn't around for it, really. But then I met him, and he was like, oh, my wife said you look like me. And then we just started talking, and I wrestled him, like, a week after that or whatever. And I just, from there, he just became, like, my, you know, my go-to guy. So when I signed that contract, he was the first guy called, you know? And when I was making my debut, he was the first guy called to ask, like, how do you do TV? What should I do? I don't know what to do. So he's a genius.
Another person you got to wrestle recently, and this was wild because it was one of my favorite wrestlers. It was probably my favorite wrestler before you were even born. Too Cold Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
That is unreal, man. Explain to me how this comes about. And, like, I mean, like I said, you were not even alive through a lot of, like, the first 450, like when he popped up with Ron Simmons and he does that 450 and the whole world goes, holy shit. So how do you feel? Like, did you grow up watching him? Like,
I guess I like grew up watching him, but not at the, you know, not like live or anything, because I got into independent wrestling pretty young, like maybe like 11 years old. I started watching independent wrestling and stuff like that. Because of, I don't know if you ever heard of the documentary Card Subject to Change.
Yeah, of course.
But I discovered Trent Acid through there, who is, you know, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. And through there, I just started seeing all these other people. So I'd seen Scorpio a lot when I was younger, fell in love with ECW and all that stuff. But, I mean, that was the dream match. I had been trying to get that match for 2 years. You know, just people started, like, talking about it. I thought it would make some money. So I started cutting promos on Scorpio. Scorpio actually cut a promo on me. This guy Jonesy, he's one of the greatest guys. He like goes to these fan fests or whatever, and he got Scorpio to cut a promo on me. So we had built it up a little bit. And then obviously VXS, one of the, they're growing, but they're booking these phenomenal dream matches. So I mentioned in Scorpio, and then we get the match, and the match was crazy as hell.
That's amazing.
Scorpio went 30 minutes with me.
I know. That's amazing. It makes me happy to see him all over the place now, because that was one of my favorite. When I was younger, I was a smaller guy, not realizing he was like a big dude.
I know. And he's so big.
Deceptively, because back then it was Land of the Giants, but he's still doing this crazy stuff. He's doing his tumbleweed leg drop at like 50 something.
Oh yeah, that don't feel good.
I would imagine not. Did he land on you?
Oh yeah. the front flip leg drop, the Houston hangover. Yeah, he beat the shit out of me, but it's awesome.
Amazing. That is amazing. We've seen a lot of especially the last couple of weeks, the landscape of wrestling gaming looks like it's going to change. AEW's got a game coming out. Basement has a game that's coming out they're working on. Retromania has one as well. Are you much of a gamer?
Not much of a gamer, but I'm a big wrestling gamer. I only play the wrestling game.
Which ones in particular?
I mean, right now I'm just playing like 2K20 because that's just, what's around. But like growing up, I was a big Fire Pro guy, and just all the wrestling games, like SmackDown vs. Raw 2008 is my favorite of all time. It's just what I started at, really.
Did you ever get into bands because they were on the soundtrack of that?
I wouldn't get like fall in love with the bands, but I would love the music. Like the OG soundtracks, like SBR 07, 08, 09, 10 all had like crazy soundtracks. Even like 2006. Yeah. I discovered Megadeth in 2006.
When I hear Symphony of Destruction match on Raw, I think Symphony of Destruction, Raw versus SmackDown game. That's what I think of. And I even grew up like a decade before you did. And like that's my initial thought, is that badass remix that was on the SmackDown game.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So I do a segment now. It's the opposite of wrestlers shooting hard on people. We're calling it shooting softly, where I ask you to say something nice about random people that I'm going to mention.
Okay, and I'm a nice guy, so this should be easy.
Well, will it? Because the first name is Ace Austin.
Oh, that's so easy. I Ace Austin is my favorite wrestler.
Okay.
See, Ace Austin's going to...
That's the one that most people brought up immediately. They're like, he just had a badass match with Ace Austin. Will he say something nice there?
Yeah, I mean, we just went through three, like, 25-minute matches, across, like, New Jersey, Indiana, back to New Jersey. But Ace Austin, I think, is going to be the best wrestler in the world in a few years. I think he's the next AJ Styles. I've been saying that since I met him when I was 16, he's going to be the next AJ Styles. So
I don't know if it was 2019 Mania weekend that he popped up or not. I think it was 2019 Mania weekend that he popped up first in Impact. And I was like, oh, my God, he's a TV star. Like, right now, he's a TV star.
It's crazy. He's made for it.
Another guy that you faced, Gregory Iron.
Gregory Iron sucks. I hate that guy. No, he's nice. He's nice. But he's from Ohio. Like, come on.
That's where I interviewed him. I had to interview him in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
You got to take 16 showers after that one.
Oh, yeah. how about the new August Gray, Anthony Green? I know you worked him in a tournament.
He's another guy that really helped me out early on and really started, helping me figure things out. And just there's a few veterans that just kind of hang on to you or whatever, start helping you out and he's one of the guys. I can still go to him right now for advice. He's getting everything he deserves. So,
and he's got that TV tan. Every time I see him on TV, I'm like, look at that color.
Look at his boots.
Yeah. Joey Janela. I mean, he's almost like the godfather of the current indie scene right now.
Yeah, I mean, he is like the godfather of the current indie scene. Joey's another guy that he helped me get on GCW. He helped me figure stuff out. We had a recent singles match. But prior to that, 3 years before that, me, him, and Casey Navarro had a triple threat at like a local indie, and that was one of the first matches that helped me like get a little bit of buzz, because Joey actually put me over on Twitter after it and stuff.
We've got a bit of another sort of Godfather-esque figure on the indies right now, AJ Gray, who I know you've worked.
Oh man, AJ Gray's cool. I hadn't really known him until I started wrestling for like No Peace. Like, we'd been on a lot of the same shows, but once I started doing No Peace, we started actually like talking and stuff. And he's a really cool guy. He's got the best clothesline on the indies right now.
Oh, I love it. He takes it all the way up over his head and goes down.
Yeah, it cleans you.
Yeah, it's so different than every other one. And I mean, that's a move that everybody can do, but nobody does it like him. And I think that,
yeah,
I think it's really cool.
It's crazy. He's so unique. You know, it's he does like similar things to other people, but he does it very AJ Gray. His aesthetic is out of this world.
Then we've got a new AEW signing, Matt Sydal.
Oh, I love Matt Sydal since I was like a little kid. When I saw him on Raw and ECW doing the Shooting Star Press, I mean, Matt Sydal is so awesome. It was actually a dream. I got to work him a few months back in Texas, and we had like a 25-30 minute match, and we didn't talk about anything in the back. We called it all in the ring, because I told him I was trained by Jimmy, and he was like, "Oh, okay, I guess you can go then." So we just wrestled, and that was awesome.
Guys, reminder: GCW Slime Season. Check it out this weekend. It will be streaming live on GCW's YouTube. Go over there, donate to some of these great wrestlers who have been entertaining you, not just on the screen, but locally as well. Jordan Oliver, let the people know where they can follow you on social media.
You can follow me on social media at the Jordan Oliver on everything, Instagram and Twitter. Keep it the same.
Guys, make sure you do that. Jordan, we got to talk again sometime. I could talk to you all day about this. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.